ba bu ba bum ba bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba bu ba bum ba bu ba bu ba
Wednesday
ba bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba
bu. Do I have to do that forever because I'm sick of doing it?
You don't have to do it, but I think people in and around Chicago and, you know, wherever they're listening, they depend on that to remind them of what day it is. But if you don't want to, you don't have to. But all hell's going to break loose.
The last thing I want to be is annoying.
No.
Too late.
You're
I know.
Fine.
There was a story in the news. I heard Dave Ennett do it several times when Dean Richards was filling in for Steve Cochran this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I meant to talk to Dave Ennett about it before, well, when we saw him.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't believe my ears. Can I share it with you, Bill?
I'd love to hear it.
ESPN has removed a sports commentator from covering an American football game in Charlottesville. You know why they removed him?
I don't know why.
Because he has the same name as Civil War General Robert E. Lee.
What?
This
that
is
doesn't make sense.
Ridiculous.
His name is Robert E. Lee?
It's just Robert Lee.
Oh.
And he was scheduled to cover a University of Virginia game in the city for the broadcaster for ESPN on September 2nd.
Yeah.
ESPN said it had moved Mr. Lee simply because of the coincidence of his name.
Oh, that doesn't seem fair.
What the heck?
Who would be upset? He's had this name his whole life.
Right.
And it's never been an issue until now?
But it was in Charlottesville.
But if I heard a guy named Robert Lee was coming by, I wouldn't even think about Robert E. Lee.
No, I mean, if his name was Robert E. Lee, you know what I would say? Don't use the E initial tonight.
Right. Just go with Bob Lee.
Because then people would think maybe he's being...
disrespectful?
Or being flippant or, hi, yeah. I'm Robert E. Lee.
Right.
How do you like them apples?
Over to you, Jefferson Davis.
I can't believe this. ESPN, as I mentioned, said it moved Mr. Lee because of the coincidence of his name. White nationalists marched through the college during a rally this month. The rally was organized to protest against the removal of the statue of General Lee, who commanded the pro-slavery Confederate forces during the American Civil War.
You can't fault a guy for having that name.
I am shocked and appalled
That's
at some of these
right.
decisions.
ESPN should be smarter than that.
In a statement, ESPN said, quote, we collectively, because no one wants to take credit
right.
for this, we collectively made the decision with Robert to switch games as the tragic events in Charlottesville were unfolding simply because of the coincidence of his name.
I'm sure they did this in tandem. This sounds like something they did, and Robert Lee just went, well, I don't want to get fired because my name is Robert E. Lee. Or Robert
it's not
Lee.
Even.
Just Robert Lee.
It's a shame that this is even a topic of conversation, and we regret that who calls play-by-play for a football game has become an issue. However, the decision to move Mr. Lee has been ridiculed on social media.
You know what Robert Lee's sister's name is?
Let's Ugg. Hear the... I'm going home. Jeez.
Home. Home Lee.
Why do you have to make it be a woman that's Ugg and Home?
Because Ugg and Home are women's names, not men's names.
I'm leaving. Again.
I'm going home, coming back in, and then going home again.
I'll show you. Mr. Lee was set to cover the University of Virginia's first game of the season against the College of William and Mary. What if there was an announcer named William and Mary? Would it be biased and they had to take him out?
Can I ask an even dumber question? Who are William and Mary? Mary, I get. Who's William?
You.
Me? I don't have a college named after me. You're trying to fool me.
He has been reassigned to a game between Youngstown State and Pittsburgh, which takes place on the same day.
Yeah, because they won't figure that out in Pittsburgh.
Well,
In Pittsburgh, they'll figure it out.
Listen, I know the violence happened in Charlottesville.
Right.
And it technically was over a statue, but it was more than just the statue. Even those white nationalists were saying... Yeah, we're here because of the statue, but we're also here to make our mark.
Right, sure, of course.
So I just...
You can't I guess they are reassigning a guy, but it just seems ridiculous.
Do
it's
you
not
think
his fault.
If he would have just gone on business as usual and no one made any mention of it, he would have just said, hey, Robert Lee covering it. Do you think anyone would have said one word?
I wouldn't have noticed. No way. Does he always go by Robert? It's never just Bob Lee. Does he go by Robert all the time, does it say? I've never heard of this guy. I apologize, but I haven't.
His name is Robert Lee.
And he's been with ESPN for a while.
That I don't know. I just find it shocking and appalling.
I'm against it. Put him back on the air.
Well, it's too late. He missed the name, but or the game, the name game.
Yeah.
I just I heard Dave Ennett do it, and I couldn't believe that that actually was real.
Wendy, if Dave Ennett did it, it was real.
Yeah.
Dave Ennett, you know, he doesn't do fake stories anymore. He used to all the time, but he stopped. I have another crazy story. Are you in the mood for another crazy story? Is 1 year limit?
Oh, I can go all day.
Four men in South Africa have appeared in court facing charges of cannibalism after one of them handed himself into police, claiming that he was, and I quote here, tired of eating humans, tired of eating human flesh.
And he brought a human leg with him, didn't he?
Did he?
Honest to God, I read this story on AP this morning, and he came in
with a
half-eaten leg.
He lost interest. He doesn't want to eat humans anymore. Now,
what
I always say I could eat Chinese food every day. I could eat Chinese food every day of my life. I would never grow tired of it. But I could see where after a while of just eating humans, you go, this is getting boring. I got to get something else.
What do we taste like, do you think? Steak?
I don't know. I'm trying to
I bet
everybody tastes a little different. I bet there's like a commonality, but I bet everybody would taste a little different.
But you know how they say everything tastes like chicken?
Right.
I think we taste more like beef than chicken.
Hmm.
Why?
I don't know.
Huh.
Because we're red meat.
Are we? I guess we are, aren't we?
Let's say, now this is hypothetical, Wendy, but let's say that Bertrand Travel arranged for everybody on WGN to go from here to the Galapagos Islands and our plane crashed. Who among the WGN staff would you nibble on first?
Whoever was complaining the most.
That would be you.
Oh, well, I'd eat myself.
No. Kevin?
Well, who am I going to eat?
Who would you eat first if the whole WGN staff went down
Bertrand's
on the plane?
Too tall and bony. That wouldn't work for me.
Yeah.
I think he'd be sinewy.
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah, you might be a good option.
Oh, how about that? I didn't expect that.
I don't know. I got to think about that.
Well,
what is meat anyway? It's muscle, right? Meat is muscle.
No.
I think it is.
No.
So when you're eating a steak, what is that?
Meat.
No, I know, but
it's the body. There's muscle in there.
Well, but it's not.
Muscle is supposedly really tough and not good.
I thought that's what you're eating. So when you're eating like. You know, like a ribeye or whatever.
That's from the ribs, and there's not. I mean,
so is it like cartilage? What is it? I don't get.
It's flesh.
Yeah, it's flesh.
But what is flesh? Is it muscle? It's got to be muscle.
It's not muscle.
It looks like muscle.
No,
to me.
It's separate from muscle.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Yes.
I feel like it's muscle.
I don't think so.
When you eat a smoked butt, it's a butt,
which is all muscle.
Mm.
Not in a pig. Haven't you had steak? Maybe you buy it at a supermarket, so it's not prime that you'll get at a restaurant. Mm-hmm. And there's gristle or something. That's where the muscle is. But for the most part, like hanger steak hangs on the side of the cow, hence the name. And I mean, it's just they're flesh. It's not there's not a lot of muscle
there. But it's got like flesh has got to have like a science. You know, is it like tendon? You know what I mean? Because that's what I thought the tough parts of steak were like the tendon or the, you know what I mean?
I don't think it is muscle or tendon.
It's flesh.
It's flesh. I think that's the category, Kevin, is just flesh.
Just flesh?
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a category.
Yeah.
Huh.
I think.
He's muscle, so he doesn't have any flesh on him.
For the rest
of
us.
All right, well.
I've never thought of it that way. I just want to know what we taste like, chicken or beef.
One of the men, Wendy, reportedly gave himself into police in a town in South Africa's eastern province of KwaZulu-Natal. He walked into the town's police station on Friday, and he told officers, and this is a quote from this man, "I'm tired of eating human flesh." When questioned, he produced parts of a human leg, like you said, and a hand.
Oh, I forgot about that.
He also had a hand.
A hand in what?
Give me a hand. South African news site News 24 reported. Police spokesperson Colonel... Oh, what a cool name this is. I wish I didn't have my name, but I would take this name in a minute. Police spokesperson Colonel Thamika Memhala said that the man then led police to a house where more human remains were found. So he was keeping like a back supply. You know how you go, I got a busy weekend coming up. I got people coming over. I'll keep some steaks in the freezer.
Or a side of beef. You go to Costco or somewhere and get it.
This guy did this with body parts. two further arrests were made in the town. One of the suspects was a traditional healer or a witch doctor.
Not a very good one if he had the bodies to eat.
Right. He would be a bad one. But it says there that in Africa, South Africa, a healer or a witch doctor is also known as a Nyanga, N-Y-A-N-G-A. I'm going to have new business cards printed up that say on-air personality / Nyanga. Police recovered the remains of one woman.
Who was she?
Well, you won't know her.
Well,
do you know
no,
anybody
I
in
won't.
South Africa?
But
you
I mean, isn't that sad that somebody went there to get healed and then the next thing they know they were mealed?
Yes. Yes. It is alleged, then it gets ugly. Well, the whole thing's ugly. Having, you know, body parts in your house is ugly. It's alleged that the suspects were tortured and killed and cut up and then consumed. Well, that would be the right order, I guess. You don't want to do it the opposite way. If you eat people first, yeah. They're going to complain. Stop. Please. I must ask you to please stop eating me or I will consult the closest Nyanga. Can you play Jenga with a Nyanga? That'd be fun. That'd be a fun Saturday afternoon. The allegations by the suspect are that they would kill the victims before they could cut them into pieces and then eat their parts. This is just sick. The thought of eating another person is sick in and of itself, but the preparation is just what gets me, Wendy. If they come ready to eat, I might consider it, but I don't want, it's too messy.
Like as a Lunchable?
Yeah, if it was like a human Lunchable, I might consider it, but I don't want to have to torture and kill people.
But now, is food a scarcity there? Is that
South
why
Africa?
They're eating people? Or is
so.
This just cultish?
I think there's some people who just...
people who eat people. Did Weird Al do it? Because if he didn't, I'll give it to him.
Kevin, could you get Barbara Streisand on the line? Because Wendy has an idea she would like to pitch toward Barbara Streisand.
No, I wouldn't.
That would be fun.
I'm embarrassed for my own self here.
So if you hear the story, if you see the story on 48 Hours, that should be the accompanying song. That would be beautiful. That would bring it all full circle.
That's making it a mockery. I just want to know if they need the food.
Wasn't it, it was Jeffrey Dahmer that would eat people, right? Wasn't he the guy that ate his victims also?
Yeah. When they arrested him or got into his house, there was some kind of human something boiling in a pot.
Oh.
Hope you're enjoying your lunch today.
That's just rude.
I have a better story.
I hope so. What if you said, if you think that's bad, wait till you hear this.
No, here's something that I could totally see happening, and I'm very happy about this. Are we done talking about the people who eat people?
For now. When Judy comes in, I'm sure she'll bring it back up again.
I'm sure she will leave. A Canadian dad used his Twitter account for good, not for evil.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy, Justin Simard, on Wednesday tweeted a photo of himself and his 9-month-old son. He was in the parking lot of a Sobeys supermarket in Stratford,
mm-hmm.
Prince Edward Island.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to just read what this sign says, it's the guy and his kid. And what does the sign say?
The sign says, expecting mothers... And then mothers with small children. And it shows a picture of a crude drawing, not crude the way you think, Wendy, but a pregnant woman and then a bassinet or a stroller.
So this guy, Justin, didn't know if he could use the spot. It says, expecting mothers with small children. So he tweeted that out with him holding his son and it said, Sobeys, crap, am I allowed to park here?
Oh, yeah. Cause it doesn't say anything about fathers
right.
with small children.
So almost immediately, Sobeys tweeted back to him and said that you can absolutely park there and let us know where this is so we can change the signage.
Oh, good.
So from this point on, it's going to say expected
parents.
Yeah.
Good.
Isn't that a great idea?
Progress, finally.
I just thought that was a nice thing.
That was great. Judy's going to give you the news, and then you and I owe Kevin a huge apology because Kevin has evidence. He is absolutely correct on something that you and I made fun of him for.
Really make fun of him. We just
I think I was ridiculed.
He was publicly ridiculed.
No, we just didn't think any way at all you were correct.
He is correct.
Listen, I brought it out because I was surprised myself. I honestly didn't know.
All right, so Judy will give you the news, and then we'll explain why Kevin is once again...
I'm going to stick around.
You should stay for this. I think you'll enjoy this. Stay here. It's Bill and Wendy WGN.
Jude, you have to go?
I do.
We'll miss you.
Yeah, when Kim's not here, everything falls apart.
Sure. All right. Maybe tomorrow I'll come back.
Maybe.
Miss Judy Pilak, she might be back tomorrow. All right, so we just had a little discussion about cannibalism because it's Cannibalism Wednesday. There was a guy in South Africa who told police he's just tired of eating people, and somehow the question arose, what exactly is meat? You know, is it, Kevin said it's muscle, and you and I said, no, of course it's not muscle. What are you talking about, Kevin? Here's a story from exploratorium.edu, Wendy, and here's what it says. Meat is mostly the muscle tissue of an animal. Most animal muscle is roughly 75% water, 20% protein, and 5% fat, carbohydrates, and assorted proteins. Muscle are made of bundles of cells called fibers, and each cell is crammed with filaments made of two proteins, actin and myosin.
I don't really want to hear this. I mean, I just want to have a steak.
Couldn't be more right. He's absolutely right.
I know, because we just
meat is muscle. We're eating... A hamburger is a muscle burger.
I was just going off like what it looks like. You know, have you ever seen like a preserved cadaver like at
no.
a college?
Where do you hang out?
Joliet Junior College had one, and
they had a dead guy.
Yeah, it was donated. They donated their body, but it was really twisted in the sense that every little like organ and muscle and this and that they showed me, I thought like that looks like corned beef,
like a cut of beef.
That looks like bologna. That looks like it was really it was gross.
Wow,
maybe he's a cannibal.
Me,
Kevin, you're not a cannibal.
I don't know. I've never tried it.
No.
You can't read all this because I mean I eat meat because I love it, but I don't want to know what it really is. And I know it's animals.
Don't you fool yourself. Almost anything I eat, if it's chicken or fish or hamburger or whatever, I don't think of it in its animal state because I'd get sick to my stomach.
Yeah.
I think of it as being a hamburger or a chicken sandwich.
Right.
Right.
Where it came from.
Yeah. The origin story. If I focus on that, I'm not hungry anymore.
I know, and it's Jimmy Mack has a weird aversion, and my niece has this too. They like a boneless, skinless chicken breast. If there are bones, they are turned off.
And you think about it, it's a chicken.
Yeah, but I mean, come on, what's the best piece of a chicken? It's the leg.
The head. Oh, sorry. I meant the legs.
What?
These chicken heads are delicious, Grandma. Can I have one more? No beak, please. I'm watching my weight.
But the leg, to me, is the best part of a piece. Like, if you notice, if you ever go to a chicken party, and I
who hasn't been to a good chicken party?
I'd say that, but when you go to a picnic, our family always brings fried chicken. I mean, that's just, the legs always go first.
Sure, the drumsticks.
Yeah.
I think the thighs are pretty good. It's a little fattier.
I agree, but I mean, it's just...
I like breasts.
God, Bill... Sometimes I swear to God, I feel like I'm at a 5-year-old birthday.
At a chicken party. That's the first day I've been brave enough to speak up for myself. I felt pretty good.
But the legs go first, and Jim cannot eat.
Because they're easy to eat, because they've got
portable.
A handle on them.
Yeah. I agree
with that.
It's
the only food that it comes with a handle.
But so I will say we're doing a family chicken party this week. And I told Jim, my cousin and sister are going to get fried chicken. And he's like,
it doesn't do it for him.
He doesn't like to see he likes boneless, skinless chicken.
Yeah.
But here's my thing. He can eat ribs no problem. Well,
Isn't that exactly crazy?
What it is.
Because ribs, you're looking at it and it's
a
rib. Yeah. They don't even disguise it. It just looks like.
I know. Oh. But he can eat ribs, no problem.
Can I tell you the one I've had to mess with my own head on this one? And you rarely see me eat eggs, right? I just don't eat them
because
I can't stop. You go, oh man, this is just nuts. What I'm eating?
What?
It's eggs. It's it's not. You can't even mess with it. It's
that
just
is weird.
Like an egg McMuffin form, I can do it because it looks like a sandwich. But when I see eggs like in the refrigerator, I think about. Where it's just so unappealing to me.
Well, what's weird too is they don't like chickens just lay eggs, whether or not they've been
fertilized or not.
Right. Well, that I didn't know that either. That just kind of blows my mind.
Yeah.
So you can have your, like, I know a family, well, my, I don't even know what the relation would be. But anyway, trying to calculate the relation to family. But anyway, they live
someone
in the Grange.
Someone you know, yeah.
And they are going to have chickens in
the
backyard.
Yeah. Some neighbors of ours in the Grange have
amazing.
Chickens, and they just, and it blows me away. First of all, I absolutely love eggs. I don't care.
Do you?
I'll eat them scrambled,
you don't think about,
sunny side up.
There's never a thought of where it came from, what it is.
What do you mean where it came from? A chicken.
Yeah. It's just not good.
It's chicken embryos, right?
Yeah, but they're unfertilized, so it's not
still
like
an
it's...
embryo.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Delicious embryo.
Like the yolk would have been a very happy chicken at some point, maybe.
Well, it wasn't fertilized. Mm. Maybe if the guy wasn't sterile.
Maybe.
It would have been fertilized.
They
had chickens, and they would just get the brown eggs, and they'd leave them on their counter. They don't really need to be refrigerated. And I'm telling you, a fresh egg is pretty delicious. Actually, I'm lying right now because I couldn't tell the difference. I'll tell you, color-wise, the yolk was much more deep and orange than it was yellow.
So what provides that? Why is it more
they're
orange?
They're just healthier.
Than yellow?
There's no water injected into them. I mean, they're just natural, coming right out of a chicken's.
Are eggs pasteurized that you when you buy them from the store? I don't even know. I'm so uneducated when it comes to food.
I don't think they're pasteurized.
I just put things in my face, and that's I call
from
it
now that. On. I'm only eating cherry pie. That's it.
Well, you know where cherries come from, don't you, Bill?
Well, don't ruin it. They come from a tree.
Yeah.
All right. That's all right. That's natural.
So eggs.
It didn't come out of any body part of an animal at a zoo or anything. That's all I need.
Here's the weird thing: a cow came out of a mom cow.
But that's what I mean. Almost every food.
Has been born.
Yeah.
So why is an egg any different?
And, I don't know. It's not. They're all. That's what I'm saying. That's why I have to trick myself whenever I'm eating almost anything, unless it's, you know, like Frosted Flakes or something. Then I go, I know where that came from.
Well, isn't a cherry actually, going back to the cherry pie, wouldn't that be like part of the reproductive organ of the tree?
No, it's muscle.
How can, I mean, think about this. Talk about tricking your brain.
Yeah.
I've never met a man who loves lobster and shrimp as much
love
as you.
Love it.
But look at them.
I know. It's a sea spider.
Or a sea roach.
Yeah.
They're really disgusting looking.
Yeah. I believe it's an arachnid, like a spider, right? But it's a spider, isn't it?
No, it doesn't have eight legs, does it?
No. Does it? No. I don't think so.
It's a crustacean.
It's a crustacean. Yeah.
But crabs.
But that's in the spider. Isn't that in the spider family?
It is.
Family?
Bill's right. Arachnids belong to an even larger group of animals called arthropods, which include insects and crustaceans, lobsters, crabs.
All right. Yeah. We're both right.
It's a sea spider. Yeah.
Kevin, you are like the producer Wikipedia today, and I don't like that.
Sorry, by ruining food
you
for
with
you?
Your facts.
No, you're just proving us wrong on everything we say. If he
no,
did that
every
right day.
No, I was right on that one.
Oh, yeah, Bill was right.
I got that one.
We were
wrong.
Half right.
Well,
I said they're crustaceans, which they are,
they
which
are.
Is part of the arachnid family.
Yeah. So if every time I had a lobster or a lobster roll, I just took a moment to reflect on its history, I would have to stop eating them because it's awful.
Have you ever eaten a whole lobster?
Not a whole lobster because there's stuff in there that is just not right.
It's green.
Yeah. It's just this green matter.
One time in my life in Boston.
But there are people who do.
I love that was the
you
most fun I've ever had. You just push this stuff aside.
Oh.
Shrimp has a sand vein that you got to get out of
mud
there.
Mud vein.
That honestly, that like bothers. Like that's why I don't like shrimp. Because that's their little like poop line, isn't it?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yep.
Gross.
Which was the name of a Broadway show that closed in one night?
I was going to say it was the train I took in today.
The sequel to Chorus Line that nobody wanted to see. This show's awful. And it smells funny. So I guess if you did that with almost any food, you'd make yourself sick. That's why vegetarians, even though it's such a limited diet.
I get it, though.
They're really smarter than we are. I hate to admit it, but they are.
Yeah, but I like to wear leather, so I couldn't be a vegan.
No.
I could not eat animals. I mean, even
I eat and wear polyester, and I'm proud of it.
You're highly flammable.
I am.
Internally and out.
I am.
I know people who have cows of their own, and I couldn't. If I was a farmer, I wouldn't eat meat. I'm telling you right now.
Terry said, you know, she grew up in Coal City, right? So a lot of her friends had animals. It was farm situation where she lived.
Farm situation.
Yeah, it's farmland. And she said that it would be like, it was like part of the family. It would be a lamb or a duck or a cow or something that they either named or they would see every day. And then all of a sudden, that's part of the meal. I wouldn't trust anybody over there. What if they got to know me and like me? And one day I'm brunch.
Again, that gets back to our original question. What do humans taste like?
Yeah.
Is it more beef or chicken?
A texter said pork, which, by the way, these texts, I got to be cracking up thinking about what Bertrand is like thinking right now.
He gets the same texts as we do.
I love pork.
And many times when I see him after the show, he'll go, I don't even want to know what your topic was, but based on the text, it must have been crazy. He's right.
Yeah, he is. That's this one right. is a weird one, yeah. but... To at least turn yourself in by bringing an arm and a leg. This one cost him an arm and a leg.
Didn't it? I think I mentioned to you, there was a restaurant that we ate at in Miami called The Famous. And on the menu were brains, and they were actual cow brains. I've seen them in other places. That was the first time I ever saw it on a menu someone would come in and order brains. And I said to the waitress, nobody's ever asked for this, right? She goes, we go through about a half a dozen a day.
Makes you smarter.
I hope it does. There's got to be some benefit to it.
It was actually called brains on the menu?
It was brains.
Well, you see it. I've seen them in supermarkets. They're just there wrapped up in the cellophane.
But don't people now know that there's other options other than eating brains? Like, there's
yeah, but
so
I'm
many...
sure it's cheaper, Bill, and sometimes people can't afford a good...
These were not inexpensive.
Really?
Yeah.
I've also seen chicken feet.
Yeah.
That I can't.
Pig's feet, too.
I used to eat those.
You
pickled
did?
Pig's feet.
Why?
Because my grandma had them in the basement, and they were pickled, and they were in a jar, and she would like them. She wouldn't have them all the time, but when she did, she said, do you want to try some?
Yeah.
And I said, yeah. It wasn't really good. It was just like gelatinous meat.
Oh.
But it tastes like ham.
Kevin, you want Wendy and I to reenact the scene from her childhood? Ask me if Grandma's got pig's feet.
Hey, does Nina have pig's feet?
Yes. Where does she buy her shoes?
You are slamming all women today. What was Robert Lee's sister's names?
Ugg and Home.
Again, I'm at Billy Left's 5-year-old birthday party. It's a chicken party.
I bet I win
come
a Silver
on,
Dome
all.
Award for today's program.
Yeah,
I bet I do.
Sure you do.
I bet I do. Here's other... Boy, today, just one sad story after another, Wendy. This is so sad. I am not a fan of reality TV. I don't understand it.
Nothing?
It's fake. It's set up. The only one I will kind of enjoy is Shark Tank, and I don't know if that qualifies. Is that reality TV?
I think that's more of a game show kind of thing.
Yeah, I guess it's more game show.
I watch Big Brother. That's all I watch.
But you feel guilty, right?
No.
You don't feel guilty at all?
I really enjoy it. I think it's on tonight.
We're going back several years now. When the girls were little, they started watching a show with Terry, John and Kate Plus Eight. And I started watching it too. And I went from despising it to actually kind of being interested in it, mostly because... they were experiencing what we were experiencing. All of a sudden, they already had a couple kids, but they had 8 kids, and it's hard to have any kids. But all of a sudden, you have multiple kids that you're not used to, and it's you're juggling all the time.
Yeah.
So I saw that in John and Kate. I'm like, wow, that must be nuts to not have all kids, and then all of a sudden you got kids everywhere. We only had 2. They had 10 because they had the 8, and then they already had 2 daughters prior to that. So I kind of liked the show. But then as time went on, they unraveled, you know?
Because people shouldn't have television shows unless they're television stars. I'm sorry.
That's kind of what I was getting at.
Is they
because
shouldn't.
There's another chapter in the John and Kate Gosselin story.
And they looked so happy. I never watched the show, but
they
I just...
They seemed so happy. And I hate to think that I was fooled. Because
well,
I like
you
to
know
think
how many
I'm smarter.
Times you've been fooled in this world?
Today?
Yeah, probably 10 times today.
At least 10 times today. Police were called on John and Kate Gosselin on Tuesday in Pennsylvania over a verbal argument between the former couple, this according to Entertainment Tonight. A spokesperson for the Wyoming Police Department, I'm sorry, the Wyomissing Police Department. It's like Wyoming and Missing have joined together for one word. W-Y-O and then Missing. Wyomissing, Pennsylvania. I didn't know that place existed. Tells Entertainment Tonight that John and Kate were arguing over who had custody on Tuesday of one of their 13-year-old daughters. Those kids are 13, by the way. The sextuplets are 13 already. And John called the police while in an orthodontist office. John and Kate are parents to the 16-year-old twins, Kara and Madeline, as well as the 13-year-old sextuplets, Aiden, Colin, Joel, Leah, Alexis, and Hannah. John has shared physical custody of their 8 children, while Kate has had the full legal custody. Now, every once in a while, if I'm at the grocery store, I'll read a story in the tabloids, and it'll say that he's only seen, of the 10 kids, he only sees 6 of them regularly, that 4 of them don't want any part of him, that they refuse, you know, they're supposed to share custody. And his story is, he never knows on any given week which kids he'll see. A Jeep pulls up or a van pulls up and a couple of the kids come out and then he spends a few days with them. And then later on, the same Jeep or van pulls up.
So she decides what kids are dropped off?
But some of them just out and out refuse. They go, we don't want to see him. You know, they blame him. And I don't know who's to blame. But to your point, they're both to blame. Because there's no way in the world, I don't think, you can have any kind of semblance of a normal family if there's always cameras there.
I reveal a lot of my life on the air, but if there was a camera in my house every day,
right?
There's just things people shouldn't see. That really,
there's no doubt about it.
And, you know, these people are ill-equipped to, like, it sounds great to be able to share things.
Right.
And, like, we're able to share as much or as little as we want being on the radio.
Yeah.
But if we were televised 24/7,
right.
I'm sure there are things that would come up. I don't know. Just say a crazy thing happened in your house.
Yeah.
And you would say, I don't want that shown. The producers will go, are you kidding me? That's the money shot. We
right.
are showing that. These people are ill-equipped to share their entire life. No one should do that.
A couple of years ago, I was not working with you. I was on another radio station, and they were going to do a reality show here in Chicago of 4 people from different walks of life, and they were going to follow them around for a week. And then my agent called and said, they're interested in you. They've heard you on the radio. They think it'd be a lot of fun. And I go, what exactly is it? And they told me, that's what it is. They'll put cameras in the house. When you wake up, there'll be a camera on you. When you go to sleep, there'll be a camera on you. And I go, why would I want that? And she goes, it's great exposure. And I go, there's no part of me that wants that kind of exposure. I would never do that.
Frank Fontana did this show, Downtown Shabby, and I loved it. He and his wife, Sherry, did it, and it wasn't 24/7, but they did these home improvement projects for various different families. So you would see when Frank's telling them, you know what, we pulled down your kitchen cabinet and there's mold, it's going to be another $10,000. And these families would react. And it was all edited, and I thought it was a great job. When he was auditioning people for that, I know Jeff Hoover and his wife Tracy wanted to be on it.
Wow.
And I said to Jim, I said, do you want to do it? We're going to be redoing our basement and closing off our loft bedroom. Do you think we should do it? And we both looked at each other and said, no way.
Uh-uh.
Just because, you know what? When you're renovating a house, there are a lot of hassles, and sometimes you fight about things. And it's like, some things are best left unsaid.
Plus, like, if everything was fair, somebody at the production company would go, oh, you know, this is a difficult time. Something's going on, and we really don't run the cameras now. But because it's reality television and all that counts is ratings and stuff,
they'll bring in another cameraman.
They want to exploit any cracks in your foundation. So I have no idea. I know, like, for a couple like this, John and Kate, if you watch the show in the very beginning, they lived in a very, very small house. And then as the show went on, all of a sudden, you know, people were donating things to them and giving them stuff, and they lived in a really huge house and stuff. And I guess that was part of the charm of the show, is watching them grow. But to me, I was liking it less and less, because I'm like, this isn't good anymore. Everything was set up, you know.
And don't they feel guilty for taking from people? I mean, when I went away to Illinois State for a little over a semester, I would write checks and then have to call my mom and go, whoops, yeah. I might have spent too much, and she'd put money in my account to help me out, and I felt guilty doing that.
Yeah.
I can't imagine somebody going, here, let's just give you a hot tub and a bigger house. Here's clothes for all your kids.
I don't know if they do or should feel guilty about that, but at some point in their lives, both of them have to realize that if it wasn't for the glitz and glamour of being on reality television, there's a very good chance those guys would still be together. They would still be a family, maybe. But with a TV there, you know, just never blinking and always shooting no matter what was going on. There were cameras. And some, you could even see it in the kids playing to the camera. I used to watch the show and I'd go, that's so sad. That's a three-year-old kid playing to the camera, being adorable because he knows there's a camera on him. That's awful.
I can't believe you watched it so much.
There was a time where I watched it because my daughters loved it, and there was very little that, you know, a guy in his late 30s or early 40s could enjoy with a 2 or 3 year old.
Try SpongeBob.
SpongeBob is one.
I still like that.
Anderson Cooper. But, like, you could just see as time went on, they became, even though they were little, they became more camera savvy, like, oh, now's the time to turn it on because there's a camera on us. But that was their downfall. The whole family fell apart because there were always cameras on them.
And here's the thing. A reality show ends, and then what do you have?
Right.
Then you have to work for a living to keep up that big house.
Well,
and
look at them. Like, everything fell apart because he started having an affair and their marriage broke up. But then she kept pushing to get them all, like, let's just do a show called Kate Plus 8, you know? Like, she kept pushing to just still be on TV.
As she kept getting more plastic surgeries.
Yeah. Yeah.
It took a normal, everyday family and turned them into this overnight sensation. And
yeah.
I don't know that I'm telling you, you don't see other than, what was his name that did reality shows? You don't see celebrities doing it because they want some of their private life private.
Right. You would hope.
Who am I thinking of? The guy who wore the clock around his neck. Flava Flav and his wife.
Yeah.
And Danny Bonaducci's a friend of ours.
Yeah.
And Danny Bonaducci.
That probably cost him his marriage.
Breaking Bonaducci was the name of it. And it was hard for me to watch because we knew him.
Yeah.
And he and Gretchen really had a falling out. And
that ended him.
Yeah.
I know.
Well, he's married again and happily married. And Gretchen is doing her own thing. But it was really sad. Like, there's just some stuff you don't want to know about people you know.
No. Well said. All right. Kevin's eating chicken. Where'd he get that? Or is that human or chicken? What is that, Kevin?
It tastes like chicken.
It tastes like chicken? All right. We'll take a quick break, then we'll close things off. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
What do you always say? Close up shop?
You have to close up shop, Wendy.
I have to start my chicken party.
First 10 callers right now, 981-7200, get invites to Wendy's chicken party.
I guess it's not called that, but when you have a picnic and your family brings chicken.
I'd call that a picnic.
I guess. I call it chicken
party. A chicken party. All right. We'll take the next 23 hours to ponder that, and then we'll come back and do another show for you tomorrow. That's it. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.